This is KSMU with Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help. Produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks and inspired by NPR's StoryCorps, Stories of Hope and Help share personal experiences of need and generosity in the Ozarks.
Well, I remember when I started helping hats and I was in sixth grade. I just wanted to find an idea to help others, help the community.
Homebound for the last 2 years while undergoing treatments for leukemia, Reed's Spring junior Sophia Greenwald has earned a 4.0 grade average and kept active her Helping Hats program. Since she created Helping Hats 5 years ago, the program has raised over $50,000 for charities chosen by Sophia Greenwald and delivered to those nonprofits by Community Foundation of the Ozarks board member and longtime Reed's Spring School administrator Jim Holt.
People love to wear hats, especially kids, and students weren't able to wear hats in school. I thought of the idea of Helping Hats, and I wanted to approach the principal of the intermediate school. I went into the office, and I was nervous because I'm not big at approaching ideas and talking in front of people because I was in sixth grade. I never did anything like that until then. So I approached the idea, and they said it was good to go. So I organized that on the first Friday of each month. Students would wear hats to school where they would pay $1 so they could wear the hat at school. And I chose an organization each month, a different one each month, that it would go to. So that's when I met Jim Holt.
I think the first hat day that we had, I came over to visit with you a little bit. And then we also took some pictures. And I was just amazed at the number of kids that were wearing hats in that building and all sorts of hats. I think, Sophie, you had a sombrero on, as I remember.
Yeah, we had some pretty crazy hats, from silly to sporty hats that kids wore to school.
We really got a variety of hats.
That's when we became friends and started working together.
That's where I first heard about this idea and first heard about you. I thought, gee, that's really a unique opportunity because we were trying to find ways to really get the school more involved in the community. And that was something that just really fit the bill as far as that goal was concerned.
Yeah, we did many organizations that we did for, like Red Cross. We raised around $20,000 in total, and a lot of celebrities donated. And we did like the backpack program where students get to have food in backpacks they get to take home and have food on the weekends, and all kinds of organizations that we did. Like the Ozark Honor Flight, where veterans get to go to Washington, D.C. They look at the memorials.
And it was easy to be able to work through our school foundation and the folks at Community Foundation of the Ozarks to get that money where it needed to go. Usually once the money had been collected, it would then be transferred over to our school foundation. And, of course, then we would go ahead and get the checks out. And I've always said, Sophia, that through that period of time that I really kind of worked for you in a lot of respects because you would come up with all these ideas.
I like to go on the internet and look up organizations around the area, and I just pick ones that needed the most.
That's what always amazed me is how you would be able to find all these different charities. And sometimes we even had people, I think, contacting you wanting to get on that list.
Yeah. Yeah, there was different ideas that even kids brought up for the needs of the community. A big one was the Joplin tornado. When it hit Joplin, it was a devastation to everyone. We did a Helping Hats Day for that. And we raised maybe $10,000, I would say, in busloads of supplies, like care packages, like bottles of water, and all that stuff.
I think that day was just amazing. That was about a week, I think, after that tornado hit. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of schools that really were not in session by that point because it was in late May, and we traditionally, it seemed like, went a little later than some others, so I guess that was kind of a good thing, but it was amazing how much money and clothing and so forth was donated just through that effort. Sophie, one thing that you did that impressed me is going out and recruiting these businesses to get involved.
Yeah, I approached a lot of businesses around the area. Like each month I would have a business that would match the amount raised. So I would approach them and ask them if they would love to do that. And so far every business has said yes, which I'm very happy with.
I think we might even have a few businesses that would be on a waiting list to get involved. Sophie, I think its program definitely can be maintained over the years. Your brother, Matthew, oftentimes would stand in if you couldn't be there. And, of course, with your treatments that you had to get over the last few years, it was just great how he was always willing to fill in. He didn't back off from any of that, so I think he'd be one that certainly would pick up the mantle.
He's a sixth grader now, the age that I started helping hats, so he's wanting to continue after I graduate, which I feel great about that.
It was just amazing to me that we could raise the money that we did to help a lot of different folks, and not just folks in the local area, but a lot of the charities and the organizations that you targeted that money for were more of a regional or a national organization. In my 38 years in the public schools, this is certainly one of the highlights for me.
My friends and even just all the students in my school and even younger kids, they just had a fun time wearing hats, and I think I inspired them to make new ideas of how they could help the community. Even kids talked to me and wanted to pitch ideas to me about how they could help others. And I thought that was really neat, and they said they were inspired by what I've been doing. I thought it was just going to be some little thing I could do, but it was a big impact, bigger than I ever imagined.
16-year-old Reeds Spring Junior Sophia Greenwalt. For her efforts with Helping Hats, Sophia Greenwalt was, while in the seventh grade, honored with a Red Cross Everyday Hero Award. In the eighth grade, she was named a state and then national honoree in Prudential's Spirit of Community Award program. And earlier this year, Sophia Greenwalt was presented the first ever Youth Philanthropy Award from the Rural Schools Partnership. Making a Difference, Stories of Hope and Help is produced in cooperation with the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. For information, cfozarks.org. For KSMU, I'm Mike Smith.